This dude was talking about how when he went over to a game session, the dude is like, "You want? I made some cosmic brownie smoothies. Do you want some?" I'm like, "Sure." Then they drink it like, "This is the greatest thing I've ever tasted." Then 30 minutes later, they're running to the bathrooms, and one guy didn't make it, so he's outside begging the neighbors to kill him.
Begging the neighbors to kill him?
They wouldn't stop
shitting. We have a hard roll in.
That's the first reply after, "Did you get the recipe?"
Alright, Team Blue, let's do this.
I think that we should do something different.
What?
Just because I feel like being a dick.
What?
No out of character talk.
Oh!
Yes!
Shit. Alright! Let's get drunk.
Does that, like, work on a female character? The nipple rubbing? Like, it stops becoming creepy.
If it's a female?
Yeah.
It could always be creepy somewhere. Chris immediately seeks out a creepy and finds it.
Dan, you have to see my shots for today before we start.
So, I was at 25 yards, and I'm sitting there, and Brian is shot, like, all over this fucking target.
Yeah.
It's his first time ever shooting, like, a rifle. I was like, "Brian, let me show you what you're aiming for." And I put fucking three, and you can see they're all, like, they're in the fucking
quarter
size of a quarter. Guy comes over, he looks, he's like, "Yeah, that's really how you want to be shooting."
Shot him in the dick.
Shoot him in the dick. Kills him.
But then the new sights on this.
No, Butters. Don't shoot him in the dick. It's fucked up, Butters.
No, I should have, like, taken a screenshot and message board. Have his thread in the message board. All the way.
You really should have. You deserve A for not doing that.
The first reply was someone from A. The first reply after him, "Get good." I think he replied back. But I forget what he said to that.
Probably something really butthurt.
So. Hey, Lorian. How's it going?
Well, you guys finally came back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
He just knocked me out and left me.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bullshit!
Yeah. You just want to get punched in the face?
Yes. How can I possibly... How much of a negative modifier does he get?
Wait, what is he...
He's trying to bullshit me and pretend that he didn't knock me out.
He doesn't get a negative modifier because you weren't actually... I don't really think you noticed. Like, you may suspect it, but, like, you didn't physically have any evidence. Because you got knocked the fuck out.
What were you going for?
I think you should get a negative modifier.
It's okay, I believe in it.
Come, Magnus! Let us go across the bridge! And then we can climb the stairway.
To heaven!
It was a cosmic brownie shake. Oh no, that one guy dashes off to the bathroom. A few seconds later, we hear him screaming. Snakes are in my guts and tearing apart my asshole.
Space candies. What?
Space candies. I don't always hate. I just hate when it's appropriate.
He hates all the time.
Oh yeah, guy in the backyard is pleading with them to kill him. Everyone spends the entire night just shitting and crying. I just got back home. I think I lost 30 pounds. Gaming food thread. Did you get the recipe?
What the fuck? Isn't that so true though? Thank you.
So, we're gonna go across the bridge, guys.
What bridge?
That one.
Where? That's not very nice.
We need to if we want to get to the giants we need to kill.
Alas! I can't see the bridge though. It looks like a blur.
Ha! Drink.
The bridge is literally right in front of you guys.
That means I'm blind. Let's go. Yah, Shotzi. He's still hungover. Ignore him. Hey, Shotzi. Here you go.
Vroom! Doesn't that turn to clock, 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 clock. Just drag out the horse truck.
Hey,
Hey, Magnus. Why aren't you flying?
I don't feel like it right now.
I don't think he really needs to fly. We're not really flying.
We're flying so awesome.
Yeah, but there's nothing around.
Well, look at the view, everyone.
Oh my god, there's beavers!
There's a tree there, a rock there, some grass there.
Tree! I see the tree.
Are you sure you see a tree?
Yes!
I don't see a
tree. You don't think anything.
Traveling towards the sorrel steps, and the road has diminished to a trail, and you're traversing across a relatively open plain at this point. Out in the distance, you can see the plateau, but it's still a ways out.
Looks like we're gonna be here for a while. Yeah, I'm shotty.
Did we figure out a way up there that was going to be easier this time?
There's steps.
Steps are pretty easy.
Yes, here, look at this map.
I'm
see
drunk.
The steps?
Mm-hmm. I'm drunk and I can see their steps.
I should hold it really close to your face.
I can see, God, I'm
hold on, I'll help you, Loriana. No! My ration's spoiled. Damn it! Now I have to purchase more. I was really hungry. Now, if you look closely, apparently the sun's going down. Before the sun goes
I
down.
I see it already.
You see it? Look right here.
Look
closer.
I can. You don't have to punch me in the face with it. I see it. It's right there.
Oh, good. It's not there. It's right
I
here.
I just pointed.
You didn't point there.
Hey.
That's a very womanly growl.
You know what you sound
have
like?
Have you been possessed by a bear?
It's a lich! Burn her!
No, I have not been possessed by a bear.
Cast fireball! It's lit a spell on us. Not her.
I'm sad.
Burn the lich!
Roll perception.
So.
37!
You suspect there may be a mob forming to come hunt you down for being a witch.
I'm not a witch, though! Okay, come on. Do you have any disguises?
You've come to the right place.
I thought so. I need a disguise that makes me not look like anything but what I am.
Here, hold on. I can help you.
What is this?
Put a rock in your inventory.
What am I supposed to do with a rock?
Put it on your head. Now roll! There you are. Now no one will ever recognize you, my
pet. What did you roll? A 7? What's your disguise bonus?
What the fuck? I rolled 29. I don't remember ever putting points. Which is why this is really surprising.
Do you have the right character sheet?
I sure do.
Well, okay. You're pretty convincing rock in the back of the wagon.
Why is there a rock in the back of the wagon?
No! Shut up! I'm trying to be subtle!
It's a rock! Kick it!
I'll kick the rock.
Okay. Your disguise is blown.
Thanks, dick! There's a mob coming after me and I'm trying not to get seen.
There's a talking rock. I don't trust talking rocks.
You don't trust beavers either, but Cole was just screwing with you.
I don't believe you.
Thanks! Thanks for letting him know now.
I don't believe her.
Fuck you,
don't. Fuck, I know.
How can he counter
sense? Yeah.
I don't think sensing motive would actually be near the pump. I'm not sure how
that because
would.
He's trying to tell the truth. His motive is to tell the truth. Sense motive would be like, yeah, you caught me, I told the truth. She's screwing with you. I was trying to tell the truth. Oh no.
Beavers. You lied to me.
Who are you pointing at?
You.
I don't know that of which you speak.
Don't you try to wiggle your way out of this.
Wiggle my way out of what?
You said there's beavers attacking me.
They were. Did you see the rocks?
I did. Those weren't beavers. It was you.
You caught me. Ho-ho! The whole time you thought it was beavers, but it was me. It was me all along.
Thought it was beavers, but it was me, Dio!
I trusted you!
What do you mean?
That was a mistake!
What do you mean you trusted her? She was throwing rocks at you the whole time! Just like the time you tried to sneak in the woods and you hid behind a tree, we could all see you go behind! Even I saw you and I'm going,
this man get knocked out by air.
Neither did I have a bruise. Suspicious. What are you doing?
It clearly wasn't there.
Then what was it, Koa?
It was a fist.
I fucking knew it.
Whose fist was it?
That? You could just, you see that bruise on your face? Just, here, we will put fists up next to it and see if it matches. Let's use mine first. Nope, that's not it. Your turn, Magnus.
Well, my gauntlet has these spikes on it, so
well,
I
clearly Magnus didn't do it!
I knew it! I knew it was you! Why did you hit me?
Not the cucumber.
This cucumber?
I'm going to punch again.
Alright, you hit her and knock the cucumber out of the wagon.
No, my love!
Oh, I just jumped out of the wagon.
I almost lost you!
I feel like now's a great time to tell you that's not the same cucumber. It's a new one I bought on the way out. Just kidding, it's the right one. But you can't believe me anymore.
I don't know what to believe!
Meanwhile, the wagon continues to go.
Yeah.
Go against the use to stand there.
Guys!
Well there, Shotzi! Yeah, Shotzi!
That's okay, so you take the wagon's going again and you're chasing after it.
No!
Whoa, Shotzi!
That's a very roguelike run.
Yeah, Shotzi!
I'm going to sneak up on you!
Oh, it's like glitter dust for her.
I'm sneaking up on you!
I'm gonna start and stop sometimes till she catches up the lion.
Oh, that would there be a high power form of clear dust so bad.
Make it.
Like glitter beam.
Glitter rain.
Glitter storm.
Glitter storm.
What, like glitter beam?
Glitter storm, you repeatedly strike amazing poses, blinding your foes in the sparkling manifestation of light.
Yes, I am!
That last one was very, very JoJo.
Bruce, what else? It looked like some of the Ginyu Force did.
Telekasin, yes,
I am! Great Saiyan Man.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm gonna keep on starting and stopping the wagon until she catches up to us.
Just like needing a camera with all of all the pose jokes.
All of the visual things we are doing.
Wagon's still going.
I'm gonna stop the wagon eventually. Well, there, Shotzi!
Thank goodness I finally caught up! I thought you guys were gonna leave me!
I wouldn't leave you, I actually don't like you.
But I heal you!
You're a bitch.
You're not very nice either.
I know. Okay!
Go, go, go!
Let's go! On Shotzi!
It's like he has feelings.
So where are we going? Again, I think I forgot. Oh, never mind, I remember.
Storval Steps.
The mountains.
That's a plateau, though.
Mountains.
You guys are approaching the steps, and you see two ways up. The obvious carved steps, and there's also a mountain trail.
A ways
further up from that.
Let's take the mountain trail.
Why?
Because then we can drive the wagon up there.
It's a mountain trail.
Oh,
can we get the wagon up the mountain in any way?
You could probably slowly carry it step by step.
Let's do
but
that.
The steps are man-sized, because they are sized clearly for a being larger than yourselves.
Okay, mountain trail it is. Sorry about your wagon.
Magnus cast fly in the wagon. It works.
Can we turn it into a bomb?
No, I need that.
No, we can light your wagon on fire and blow up whatever's trying to kill us. Living is a lot more important than drinking.
No, it's not.
I won't put you on the wagon with it.
I choose the steps.
Thank you, Culver.
Second him. I choose leaving the wagon.
I second the motion to leave the wagon.
Don't leave me, alcohol! I'm gonna hug my alcohol. Don't leave me!
Well, guess...
We could probably lash it onto your horse if we went up the trail!
Oh, yes.
It's a little big for a mountain trail to take a wagon up.
Well, let's just have a party! We'll invite all the...
We'll just leave it here and go up the steps.
Okay!
Okay!
I'm gonna, like, fly up the steps to see what's at the top.
It's a good thing you purchased that keg insurance!
You approach the steps, and they're decorated all the way up by ornate stone carvings.
I want to detect magic on one of the carvings.
The carving is a gargoyle. Roll initiative.
Surprise!
Hey, Magnus!
What?
You done fucked up!
Well, they're gonna find us anyway when we run up the steps.
I guess.
At least this way we don't get ambushed by them!
You see all 12 of the ornate decorations up the steps come to life and fly towards Magnus. Say the first three are the ones that are near Dan here. They all fly up and you're going to take 19 from all three of them swiping at you. The next three are going to be groups in the back, and they are flying towards you guys. They will be able to attack next round.
I'm going to activate that ring.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack one of the gargoyles and shocking grass. Alright!
It's dead.
Okay.
I hit it with my sword, and then my spell causes it to blow apart. And yes. I'm gonna attack another one.
Okay.
This looks like a perfect time to drink! And I'm adding you on my key points to give me plus 4 AC.
Okay.
I'm the heal Magnus!
You can run up behind the one Dan didn't kill.
That is. Alright. So you hit 4. This is the one that he's already hurt. It isn't dead.
What are these in groups of?
3.
So I jump up and I kick him, and then he just kind of. And dies.
You just wasted a perfectly good death animation.
It can't all be cool.
It's not like it's pretty cool. Kicking them literally just like. Alright, this is one of the groups in the back. Yeah, they fly closer. The other group is going to fly up to Koa and start beating the shit out of Koa.
Yeah!
Alright, you only get hit once for 6 damage. I'm a good role model. I do exactly what I tell you guys not to do. Still gonna kick you nuts.
What?
You kick you nuts.
Like, actually, you're in the game. I'm like, wait, what? I thought you were talking about the gargoyles are going to.
Oh, gargoyles be mad. First, gargoyle number one fucks up and hits his buddy. He flies in, trying to hit Magnus. You take 20 damage from the one right in front of you that's remaining. He goes all out on you, slashes out.
Did he get a crit?
Gets a couple swipes in, takes a bite out of you, too. You take 10 from the other two. That's it.
For the first two groups?
Yep.
So is it my turn? Yes. Oh, cool. Is that one that got hit isn't dead?
There should be 4 gargoyles on me, 2 of them.
Yeah. The one that got crit by his buddy.
He's not dead.
I'm going to attack one that's not that guy that got hit.
Stocking grass.
Hit it pretty hard and takes out a whole chunk of them.
I'm going to attack him again and use a point for Arcane Edge.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
What was it?
What?
Sorry, Koa.
Yeah.
Roll for damage.
Yeah, I didn't like blow it up or anything. So 16.
16.
Well, that's just no. Yeah, that's just the damage. 16.
Oh, that's before crit?
Yeah.
Okay, take 32.
Can we have a description of this?
Sure, Dan, give him a description.
Yes!
I swing down, it's like swings its wing and hits me, and my sword goes off and hits Koa.
Koa's like,
Magnus, that was my arm!
Serves your right to cut.
Do you see how the blood?
Are they close enough for me to jump to them, like do my acrobatic shit and hit them when the gargoyles come towards us?
You can jump up there to get to them.
Okay, I'm gonna do that, but I'm at that point my key to do that amazing plus 20 shit.
Okay.
Yes.
You jump up there, just fine.
I'm an unarmed attack one, the one closest to me, I guess.
Okay.
It's 2 times crit, so I have 2d6. So that's 4d6.
Alright, so you get it for 20, and then blast off its gargoyle leg.
Since it was next to me, I'm just gonna go ahead and use opportunity.
3, is it?
yes.
You got it, man. You hit it for 3.
Cool.
Woo! My turn!
Someone has mass cure moderate wounds.
Well, really, you just.
That's still like 16, right? That's a good roll on a 1d4, so you should be happy. Hey, you lost a 7 to the next time you try and cast a 1d8 spell. And now you lost a 6. You're good at this game. Stop throwing pencils, child.
I'm gonna use my newest move.
Justice.
Run.
Alright. You can book it.
Gargoyle's turn.
Where do you run?
Away.
Where's away? You're on a big fucking step.
You're kind of surrounded.
Oh, off the step. Let me do some cool acrobatic shit to get off the step.
Alright, roll acrobatics.
Yeah,
this is how ones happen. Please roll a 1.
No!
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
You get swiped for 7.
He's surrounded enough that he wouldn't be able to get away from
him. Oh, alright.
Use that or his parting shot, but with what bow would I use it with?
Parting shot!
Parting shot. Pebble.
I'm gonna throw my boot at you!
That's what I should have done.
Goygle's turn?
Joyce Goygle's turn.
They all fly to the nearest target, the drunken monk.
Oh shit! About to be attacked by.
First miss, second crit.
Ooh.
Miss. Third failure. Miss. 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 And two crit. Two critical failures and a crit. You take 13 from really good swipe, a gargoyle gets on you.
Okay.
And one tries to swipe and then gets the one that just hit you, and he goes down. And the other one swipes his buddy too. Alright. Now it is the first two pairs' turn, and they all continue to beat the shit out of the wizard with the sword in front of them that scares the shit out of them. They all can't hit the broadside of the bar except for one.
Who critically hits?
Who hits you for 29 plus the 10? 39 damage. They're just swarming you.
Your turn, Max.
I'm gonna attack one that I haven't hit yet with shocking grass.
Fireball!
Alright.
I'm gonna attack it again.
Yeah, you get a good hit on that the first time.
Whoa!
Slippery dice, man.
Goes down.
I'd stab it.
Die.
Stabby stab stab. It's not like I used my spell with that one, the one that killed it, or even like it. Just my sword.
You hit it twice.
Well, the first time I swing and hit it, then it drops, and then I get it in the head.
I'm gonna declare flurry of blows on arm strikes. I'm gonna use four attacks, actually five attacks. First two on one I haven't injured yet, second two on the one I haven't injured yet, and the third one, the one that's almost dead. On the first strike, I'm gonna add a key point for my key pool to add drunken strength.
Woo!
Yeah!
I'm rolling.
Fuck you too. Oh, yeah!
Maybe you shouldn't, like, pick up and just, like,
pull it. His first 46 were combined, yeah. Total of six.
Alright.
You hit it right in the rock.
Okay, so I that one. Take that, you mean gargoyle.
Another. He's like,
who can snap it yet?
We can't try
that for it. When Dexter and Vandar created like this one.
I literally said
it. That's what we're doing. Well, you hit it. That's about it.
Yeah! That's 10.
Woo! I'm a 2.
It's 12. So 22 in the second one.
Alright.
And last attack, you kill the guy.
It doesn't kill him. Nope.
You just did.
Duh! My turn! I'm gonna cast Heal on Magnus. You're full health. I was gonna cast Harm, and then I realized I was gonna kill him.
One! Zap.
What if he tried to cast harm?
It's a death beam.
What if he tried to cast harm on a teammate and rolled a 1?
He's gonna get critical on that teammate.
And I killed another teammate.
And he's gonna kill another teammate.
He's not gonna miss a new enemy.
Reflect off of the inside of his skull. Beam out. Kill someone else.
Yeah, you're dead.
It's my turn.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm gonna pick up a fist-sized rock. And right. I'm gonna chuck it at one of the gargoyles. 4!
Woo! Woo!
But I get 2 attacks, picking up the next rock.
And I roll survival.
Find a rock.
Yeah.
a 20 masterwork rock!
you find another rock.
18 plus bonuses.
You pelt it with 2 rocks, and didn't like that very much. They all turn and fly towards you.
They have to move through red spaces.
Yeah, you get an attack opportunity. They're leaving him.
Oh, the ones that are on him.
Take 14.
He goes down.
Okay.
Describe it.
I'm gonna do a back, like, sort of a back handswing like this and shatter him.
The gargoyle's turn.
Hey, 3 of them hit.
Ew. The person who fucking ran away and they just magically fucking teleportation. Tekoa.
Dem's called wings.
Considering I'm down to 21 hit points because you heal fucking people who have no damage on them.
He got the shit kicked out of him! I didn't realize you were taking damage.
He ran into the fray immediately. What do you mean?
I'm used to you never taking damage. We're never participating in the fights in the first place. Is that all the gargoyles?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Don't worry, Koa!
Oh, wait a minute, they still have to beat up Dan.
Oh, cool.
Take 20 from being swiped by all of them again.
Is the one that I haven't attacked yet?
Yes.
I'm going to attack that one with, Crackgrass.
All right. Who's next?
I'm going to attack it again.
All right, all right. It's dead.
Did I hit?
It's dead.
All right. I stab it in the throat and then pull my sword out for the second attack. It's its head off.
Okay.
I'm going to Falcon Punch jump over there then. I'm going to add a key point to do this.
Add the key point for the jump?
Yeah, Falcon Punch jump. I'm a Falcon Punch.
Okay, you jump all the way over them, all the way back to Loriana.
Oh.
Hi! How's it going? I don't know.
I jumped really far.
Where are you over
here? I don't know how I did this.
Time for me to do something of value.
Oh, it's like the fucking first episode of
You.
That smile from where she jumped. She's just like, first starts from
jump.
All
of it?
All of it.
Whoa!
Just erase your damage. Just erase your damage numbers. I'm gonna borrow a coat.
Nice.
Okay. Roll the hit.
Yes! Oh my god, critical heal. You're good. You're very thoroughly healed.
Holy light explodes from your fist as you strike Cohen in the face. And all of her wounds just vanish, drowned in a bright white light like a beacon from the sun. As the light diminishes, doves fly away from you.
Can't blame that shit. You can't ever say I didn't heal you ever again. Thanks, Loriana.
You're just running away. You're just running away.
And I'm just going to keep running away.
Cola strike.
With my 5x super fast running speed.
No!
All right, Gargoyle's turn.
Cola slips by them and all look around, and they see you.
Basically,
they maul you. Now it's those two that are beating Dan up. They all start swiping at you, taking bites at you. You manage to evade most of them, and one of them rips out another one of them's throat. But they still all manage to hit you, and you take...
Aren't there two on me?
Three. Take 16.
Oh, one of them didn't die from getting hit by his damage. The one that's the least damaged, I'm going to power attack him.
Dead.
All right. Then I'm going to turn to the one next to it and attack it.
It's dead.
Cool. I hit the one, get it down, and then while that when that finishes, I turn my blade and pull it up and get the one right next to it.
I guess I'll run over to Loriana and punch one of them.
Is that... I mean, what at the beginning is I'm going to do a front flip, jump off the wall, then strike one, and then a back flip to the next one, and I'm going to walk over and punch it.
Just gonna like... I'm going to cast Pass Cure Blotter.
Actually, can you prove this?
And I'm not going to attack... I'm not going to affect any of the gargoyles and spark the gargoyles. They're hunters anyway.
You sure you don't want to do the gargoyles?
They have not yet proven themselves worthy of fight.
You sure you don't want to just channel energy? Fuck it.
Plus 8 is
18, plus 12 is 31 healing for all.
Heals 31 damage, comrades.
Wait a minute. What's your AC?
20!
Not high enough.
You get hit one.
No!
Nobody got heals.
It's like a 9 for concentration.
You lose your concentration and lose the spell as you try to cast it and get pummeled by all these gargoyles.
Fuck you, gargoyles! I'm gonna cast Circle of Death next round and lose my concentration again.
Gargoyles, true.
So since I ran away, I'm going to circle back around. So I'm gonna
dude, blow up the wagon!
Don't
care.
Do it! So I'm gonna run back, and first one that's got fat turned to me, I'm gonna kick it in its nuts.
Is dead.
So I run up behind him, and I kick that motherfucker so hard, his nuts, he explodes.
bloody mouth.
Boom!
Switch in the foot. Boom! I love that perk so much.
The gargoyles. Gargoyles divide and conquer. Oh, gets hit. The first group's done.
I'm going to turn around. How many are by them?
There are three remaining.
I'm going to use Scorching Ray.
No! Madness is using a non-melee spell! No!
22.
No, Madness, don't hit me!
So, I did, since it's three, I'll do one ray on each one.
Alright, none of them go down. But you do blast off a good chunk of each one.
Cool. Attack of Opportunity! Go!
Now they're all out of range.
Gotcha.
I'm going to show you a bit of a secret. Your boot blade doesn't have a 10-yard range. I regret to inform you, your foot...
He doesn't have Tokyo's kick.
He's not Mr. Fantastic or Rayman. So either way, you lose this round.
Train kick.
Okay.
I'm clear for you.
God, he needs to be fucking Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, do that.
Fuck off!
Time marked by Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm clear for your blows. Each of my last attack, the fifth attack, and the weakest one. So, punch it to death then. I'm punching to death then.
Alright.
26.
It hits.
Yeah. Crit. Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Loriana.
Another hit. So,
that's really cool. Roll the crit first. Or the failure.
The failure first.
God, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Oh, God, it's gonna be great. Can I, like, imbue his alcohol with a slay living spell? Drink!
Take 25 of
the dice.
Punch you in the face and it knocks the cupola out of your mouth and you knock the ground.
Man, what the fuck?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I will break you.
Okay,
I will break you.
Dead.
Okay, I'm just gonna pummel him to dust.
And you accidentally miss and break Loriana's jaw.
I'm gonna disengage your movement like a scaredy chicken.
Alright, you disengage. Loriana runs off. That concludes your turn.
And then fight. I come around to the last gargoyle. Then I'm gonna run up, kick him in the nuts. Well, then he has been kicked in the nuts for 7.
Oh, yeah.
You kicked him in the nuts so hard that it exploded. You gotta bring it back here. It's gonna be a bunch of like. Blue ball and gargoyle bodies.
Bro! Kick him and takes up a chunk of him. He's definitely on his last leg.
We're flamenco girls now.
Somebody finish him!
I'm gonna cast Scorching Ray on this one. 2 on the one that has the most health and one
that has the most
damage. What about that? Rainy Savage.
I wanted to kick another one of the balls. I got a pretty good dick.
Roll a better character.
Yeah,
I need to. Should actually have weapons that work in occasion. Maybe you can deal damage. I'm gonna kick him in the nuts!
He's about using character.
I float up in the air and raise my sword, and the 3 beams charges up at the end, and 3 come out and hit both, and the 2, like, go through its head and chest, and the other one goes through its chest.
No. And so concludes the battle.
That concludes our demonstration.
Roll perception.
Okay!
I see everything. I rolled a fucking 33.
But it's sight-based.
No! In that case, I rolled maybe a 20.
20.
I can see the blurs in the distance.
You rolled 30? You think you spot something at the top of the stairs?
Hey, guys. What's up?
There's something up there.
Now, is this something imaginary, or is it actually there? Is it that blur up there in the distance?
I think it's
I'm going to look at what he's pointing at.
I think it's actually there.
I think you're an idiot!
Where's the moo cow hole?
What?
Where's the
is it your east?
I didn't stop for shit.
Fuck all these walls.
There's something up there, you might as well go check.
What do you know? You're drunk all the time. You're talking
guilty!
You don't know anything. Now, just don't believe this charlatan, this fraud. Couldn't see the broadside of a barn. You might see.
I can see your mother.
No, you can't. She's dead.
Aww. I'm so sorry to hear that, Loriana. Was her death quick and painless?
No, this long ago, that was supposed
to be. You monster!
Well, they're, like, fucking around. Fly up in the air, see if I can see anything down
there. Okay. You fly up higher than the top of the steps, and you notice that there is actually a small camp of hill giants at the top.
Yep, that nigga's there.
They look to be like they are ready to come down. Like,
there's a camp of hill giants that look like they're about to. They want to come down and fuck us.
Can you go cast fireball on
them?
Well, they probably have large cocks. Me and Loriana shall be satisfied.
What are you talking about? We should ambush them when they come down to try and fuck us.
That sounds great. I am going to lay naked within the wagon.
You'll be the mate.
What? We must soak the rope in alcohol.
No!
Shut up!
And when they come to fuck me, we shall detonate the wagon, and I shall run away.
Let me save 2 barrels at least.
And I look cool as the explosion.
Let me save 2 barrels at least.
I feel like we missed a very important part of this. If we detonate the
alcohol, around.
If we detonate the alcohol while you're in the wagon, you lose. You die then.
Then I guess I'll just have to run away.
Do I see how many hill giants?
6 hill giants. Coming down, just go fuck you.
Okay, we're gonna save my barrel of whiskey and my keg of mead, so you guys can take 4 of them. I'm gonna remove my keg of whiskey and keg of mead from my cart and roll over in the bushes. Then I guess I'll soak the rope in alcohol. Let's do this! I'm so sad I'm wasting good alcohol, though!
I think we should move the wagon out to a more open area where we'll see it.
That sounds like a good idea,
right in the steps.
Drag it out to the
middle steps.
Middle of the area in front of the steps.
Now I shall strip naked! They shall love me! Come, Gloria!
Roll CMD?
I'm gonna roll get the fuck away!
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hell nah! Hell nah!
You guys should probably hide!
I'm gonna roll.
Here, take my clothes!
Caught him!
I'm gonna roll to be stealthy.
Crouch down.
I'm gonna be stealthy.
And be stealthy.
You need to pretend to be a statue.
I'm gonna go to wherever we're dragging the rope.
I'm gonna hide up under the first stair because I'm not fucking an idiot.
Under the first stair.
Stair.
Me.
You're coming down the steps. If it's higher than a man like this, I'm gonna hide right over here where living happens.
Do you think that when they're walking, they're coming from?
They're coming from
down there. They're walking down the stairs. It's not like they're gonna be.
They're fucking
like,
jumping down the bucket.
They're gonna rape that girl. I'm like, raping is the world.
What is that?
They're just gonna. All right, roll. Let's roll stealth check.
Okay.
I actually think that might actually work.
There's just one tiny problem with that.
What'd you roll?
What do you think I rolled?
1?
I sure did.
So great. Alright, he rolled 1. Where are you guys to?
I'm so fucked.
What?
You're gonna sit behind the
wall?
Are
there like join you?
There's no wall.
Are there rocks or anything around?
You can try to find rocks.
I'm gonna look for a rock to hide behind.
All right. Survival.
I'm doing the same thing.
Don't worry, I think I'm hidden.
Let's go.
You found one.
Oh my god!
I 3! I'm gonna dig a hole.
You dig a 2-foot deep hole.
So okay, I kind of hunker down like this until it'll see.
You try and hunker down.
Okay, I'm like this, and like peer over the side of the edge like this. I'm gonna pull like a sack pop over me like this.
I'm not even gonna bother hiding, I'm just gonna be out in the open. The only thing that I did keep were my boots so that I could run fast.
Alright, so you think you look like a rock? You're hiding behind a rock.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's not him. If he had rolled 1, you would have been hiding behind him.
And I think I'm getting under the stairs.
You think you're very well hidden. They think you're very well hidden. The hill giants start tra-la-la-la-ing down the stairs.
Hey there, hill giants! Wanna come ride on this wagon?
And they're just charging angrily. Big clubs in hand.
Stop.
Oh,
yeah!
You shut up!
Those are for me!
How far down the steps are they?
They're like halfway down the steps.
I'm gonna light the rope.
Okay, they're still running down. And they get to the bottom step, and they step on Loriana and kill her. They keep running, and they run up, and they start swinging and bashing on the wagon, and it explodes. Roll reflex.
If you roll a 1, you're
dead. Away.
Oh, you're dead as fuck.
He should
yeah!
Oh, yeah, he did!
He's jinxing me.
We both dead now, son.
I'm a good DM.
Yeah.
We're just going to go have the party at a random encounter.
Jesus. Yep, so even at my total health, which is 52 right now.
He's dead.
You know, roll reflex for damage.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That was like reflex to...
That was reflex to get the fuck away.
Yeah, realize and get the fuck away.
Let's see.
So now I like just outright die.
What?
You just
stepped on.
Yeah, squashed.
Woohoo! 14 health!
You thought you were safe under this, like in front of the stairs.
I thought you were safe hiding on the stairs where they were trotted down.
And kabloom!
Yeah, I still think I'm
and wrong. I'm tossed like a fucking ragdoll through the fucking... You ever see that, that fucking game where you like get to beat up on a stick man and you're fucking punching him around and he's like
He's flying through the air.
How far away is
he? He's flying through the fucking sky. I'm not even
I'm
gonna
like fly
that.
After him and cast Featherfall.
All right.
When I get close enough.
Let's just assume that all works out. All the hill giants are dead though.
And I pop out like, this fucker.
This nigga survived hiding as a rock.
He pops out, he's like,
I actually hid in a legitimate place, and I got stomped on. Literally stomped on.
I pull out there, he goes, aha!
Ta-da! They're dead.
Oh.
Where?
He's like,
well, time to, at least we're trying to roleplay what happened to me. While I'm sitting here, you guys get to pick what happened.
I'm gonna go over the...
Die. I don't know.
Well, now that I slowly float
you
down...
You want the blood splatter where you used to be.
I'm gonna loot her body.
What body?
What's left?
What the fuck am I talking?
Loot that area. I'm gonna loot all the giant's bodies and the...
Ogres.
Giants. The giant's bodies and...
RX stands for Wrecked Extreme.
That's what happens to most of the enemies that run into him.
God, what fucking happened to him?
Okay.
I didn't have anything worth the shit anyway. I didn't have anything worth a shit anyway. All of my powers and my spells.
Did you have anything that was magically enhanced?
Not even a scimitar?
I didn't have a scimitar.
You didn't have a scimitar?
Well, let's try it. Would you carry the trident?
I didn't carry the fucking trident. I gave it to the fucking Magnus.
You carry the trident? I wouldn't carry the trident.
Instead,
you're kind of trident.
I guess it's been lost.
I thought like you guys lost the trident, like threw it in the sea or something.
Yeah, no. I had it the whole time. I just threw it before.
Well, that's magic. So is that still around?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
I got it there first.
Can it be the one of the things that killed one of the giants?
It's stuck in the wall.
Why can't it be stuck in the giant who stepped on me's foot? Like, at least give me a little bit of dignity on my way out.
No. Well, even if it was, he blew up.
What giant? There's no giant to stick it in.
Hey,
my charred, yeah, ratified body kind of just floats down.
Yeah.
And Dan, he's all cool about it. He's like,
Globe.
Rap. Yes, I've got you.
I'm like this.
She lands all stylishly cool, like in the anime. Like,
you lost all your clothes, man.
I guess they were trampled. Like, who had them? I gave them to. Well,
you man!
That'll teach you.
Oh, shit. The only thing I have left are my boots.
Give them boots on.
Well, it's a good thing most of it's cloth. it's just blood. Ruined by blood.
Good thing we like three wagons. There's one of them.
Well, your alcohol's all gone.
He took two barrels and put them, like,
two kegs in the way.
I will save these barrels!
God, if only I could have killed you on the way out. And lost to a shitty rock.
I'm hidden, guys.
This is not even hidden at all.
I'm peeing like this. Managed to get like this. I'm a rock.
I got Goomba. I was wearing medium armor, but it don't fucking matter. I got fused with the fucking ground.
Yeah. You lose.
Fuck you, gravity. God, gravity is my worst weakness. I don't think I really have to worry about talking out of character now. I'm dead.
Oh, cool. I have two wands of Cure Serious Wounds.
You shouldn't be talking at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Feel free to cast those any time.
It weighs a ton!
While my charred body is in your arms.
I thought you gave all your shit to Sam.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that means it's all gone.
So are those wands gone?
They're magical.
But they're good.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I found one, guys!
They're on an ogre's boot. Are they on a giant
boot? Well, I guess he found them.
I found everything.
Since he searched
I mean, I'm pretty much erasing
everything
that isn't
picking
magical.
Flesh and blood off of them. The wands.
I guess I'm going to take her and fly back to the wagon.
Hey, I'm holding a trident. Two wands the other hand. Hello? Hey, guys! Look what I found!
I'll be needing just wands.
No! There's mine now.
No, I need to heal our...
Can you say please? Can you say please?
I just say give them to the person that just saved our asses.
Okay. I saved everyone by dying a horrible death.
No, you saved no one.
Shut up! Nobody asked you!
What are they?
Want to cure serious wounds.
Oh, I'm gonna use cure serious... I'm gonna cure serious wounds on.
Coming back.
All those giants are, like, humping that wagon.
Yeah.
Trying to beat the shit out of them.
He's actually fucking dead. Screw.
Woo! At 56, my...
Magnus, put the fuse!
Boom.
It's because one of... because one of the barrels that she was sitting on the top was reinforced with metal. So when the things blew up, it blew the top off of her sitting on it.
Keg insurance.
Keg insurance!
I'm gonna tell you go back that down too. Sir, I ordered keg insurance.
Which is the reason she took half damage.
This has your baker's mark on.
Yeah, coming back.
What are you doing?
Living.
Magnus, why don't you go back to town again?
We do. Everything that.
Well, Kyle, help me put these things in the back in the other wagon.
Okay.
That was terrible.
We're going back to town again. On Shotzi! Yeah!
Isn't this like a small shit town that's
you know,
like
state Raven?
It's okay, I'm still a halfling.
This is the winery.
Okay. I'm a halfling.
Before we leave, I'm grabbing the keg.
You need to roll this character.
I'm gonna grab a piece of the keg with the emblem of the winery on there. Before I go back.
You sold me keg insurance!
The keg insurance.
I grab a piece of the wine that has the emblem of the winery on there.
Sir, that was a barrel and you actually...
Lions are going. Yeah.
Can you let me roleplay the fucking tavern keeper for this part?
What?
I just want to roleplay the person he tries. I want to roleplay the person he tries.
The fuck, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time to figure.
Okay. Tavern keep?
Yes, sir.
You sold me check insurance.
I sure did.
Here's the cake.
Sir, that's a barrel. I regret to inform you that under this agreement you signed, it is actually only good for a keg and you have a barrel.
That's a keg.
Sir, that is a barrel. I only put that maker spark on my barrels. Sir, I fucked you. I sold you a shitty agreement and you paid me extra money for it.
I'm gonna try to convince him it's actually a keg.
You can't convince me it's a keg.
Convince him what?
The barrel's a keg.
Sir, you're a fucking idiot. That's actually definitely a keg, and not a barrel.
So it is.
You caught me. I fucked you. Are you still
have a free drink at least?
I suppose I can give you a free drink.
Thank you.
It's only going to cost you 10 gold, though.
I'm going to bed for this.
Are you sure you don't want your drink? I already deducted it from your tab.
I'm not paying for that.
That's okay. Your partners will.
No, they won't.
They definitely will.
No, they won't.
I have several.
You guys are right there.
I have several thoughts.
I'm gonna like we'll make sure fly out somewhere.
Detain him! Detain him, thugs! Detain him! I hired you with the gold he gave me for the keg insurance. Did they detain him?
Yeah.
Yes!
Thugs emerge from corners of the room and they grab you by the arms.
Who?
I have no money! Sir! You have to have money or else we're going to have to get out of the room. You don't have to
money.
Coke, detain that woman!
Indecent exposure.
I rolled a two.
Is that stealth?
Yeah, I am leaving this room.
Undetected. Nobody notices the naked woman.
Detain that man. He will pass every copper he owes us.
I'm using escape artist.
You can't
get out of
here. See it.
Okay.
There's two massive fucking muscle bound dogs. They said
escape artist.
They don't give a fuck.
Ooh. Do I have to roll those?
You weasel your arms out from their grip.
I'm going to bump step out the door. Haha! Out the door with more!
We're still punching in the back of the fight.
Okay. Okay.
You run out of the cavern. Slash in.
I'm not paying.
Go still make it.
Yep, outside in the streets.
We'll get this
money. I'm gonna go to the general goods store.
Guards! Seize that man! Chase him down and get all the gold he owes me.
Are you 10?
It's only 10 gold, but we need it.
Gold's a lot of gold.
10, get that gold from that motherfucker. Amen.
The general goods store's here. What the hell?
I was robbed! They took everything I had!
Well, that's right, I'm out of money. Man, I'm pretty much poor.
Did you give your money to Sam?
Everything!
Wow.
Well, you're holding my shit, dog.
The only things you aren't destroyed are the freaking magical items.
I wonder what you would have thought. Here,
I've got
the hell.
You're
pulling everything!
Yeah, the shocking longbow
And hold everything. Oh!
The crossbow's fucked.
Yeah.
The
crossbow's yeah. very thoroughly caught.
Here, hold on my stuff. Okay.
Squish.
It looked like she grabbed it from my hands.
I've got peasant clothes.
I'm gonna take all your money.
Priest, your new
clothes. Now would be a great time for my little emissary man to show up with my boat money.
You mean your little golden midget?
Yeah, my golden midget who got punched.
He's not golden. He's not a midget.
He's a child.
He's not in this town at
all.
He's
a child and he got stiff-armed. Now punched. He's like 3,000 miles away. I'm sorry.
He's got 5 gold. What can I buy?
I need 5 gold. I give you 5 gold to buy what you want.
Well, there's only one thing to do now. Sell your body for cash. Over here at the tavern, we might take a little bit of the cut of that, but we will definitely give you a fair pay.
Do you want to die?
Do you want to have any money to do anything?
I have money!
Oh.
I'm a goddamn wealthy business owner, and I got robbed!
I see 5 gold on you.
You do see 5 gold!
That's a pity. You won't get anything in this time with 5 gold. I can guarantee it.
Do you not
do you know
understand?
Who I am?
I don't care!
Okay.
You don't know who you're fucking with, sir!
Oh, that's okay.
I'm a wealthy business owner in the town of Magnemar.
That's okay. Where's Magnemar from here?
It's pretty far.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
It looks like that's no value here.
Why are you here?
Because
I'm, you have no money!
I was born here and I have his money.
Yeah.
I do. I have 400 gold from him.
And not that money. The money that he owes you.
No,
you're
no,
very
no.
bad at collecting on money.
It's okay. I'm going to hold you hostage for
no,
it.
You're not.
Dogs! Take her!
Carts aren't going to do anything.
I really wanted them too.
I just like the shakedown, like fucking
the
mafia.
This the mafia
check out everybody.
I love this look though.
I don't suppose, Mr. General Goodstore man.
Store's closed.
Store's closed, shuts down the gate.
Well,
shuts the door, walks away. Closed. See us 7 days from now.
Guess I need to go find a job. Let's walk over to the Minia Wineries.
There's always a job open for you here.
I'm not working for you!
It's okay, you'll be back.
No, I won't!
They won't say yes, I guarantee you. I told them so. This is a racket.
I'm going to pay. Playing it's every keeper!
That's so much fun. Don't even look at it, you didn't see what the real one was.
It's a 2.
Shut up, it was a 1. Fuck! I go tell myself.
Well, he decided to feel bad for
your
Hill.
Character has mental retardation.
Hi, guys. How do I lose my weapons?
Just kidding. All halflings and gnomes have mental retardation.
I'm not annoying. I'm a gnome.
There's really nothing else that we can do at this point. Because I have a plan for him.
I'm pretty much
his place for
your SOL until he's done with his character. And obviously you guys can't go anywhere while you're waiting for Sam.